This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Next Wednesday, Governor Scott Walker is scheduled to give his budget address to the Wisconsin legislature. Details of what the governor will propose in his biennial budget have been coming out in recent days and weeks, including millions of dollars in additional funding for mental health programs, but only a limited expansion of the Badger Care program through the federal Affordable Care Law, which he just announced yesterday. The state is expected to have a significant budget surplus in the wake of the fiscal austerity in the governor's last budget. And a poll just out this morning indicates Wisconsinites have some priorities in terms of where they'd like to see spending increased. Joseph Serra is the manager of the Survey Center for UWM's Center for Urban Initiatives and Research, which conducts the Wisconsin Economic Scorecard poll along with WUWM and WisBusiness.com. He tells Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke how respondents would like to see the budget surplus spent.
The state currently enjoys a budget surplus from the current cycle, and there's a surplus projected for the next cycle, and officials are looking at how to allocate those funds. And we looked at the various proposals and asked people about them. And it turns out that about 40% of Wisconsin residents would prioritize education, extra funding for education. About 33% would prioritize spending on the Medicaid program. 16% would prioritize income tax cuts, and about 10% would prioritize covering shortfalls in the state's transportation fund.
And these were ideas that were taken from a list, or were they ideas that the respondents themselves suggested?
These are proposals that are actually being kicked around by the governor and by other policymakers in the state.
And education funding, it's a big issue. This was just sort of a generalized question about increases in funding for education and not any particular program?
Yeah, well, I mean, the governor has mentioned tying education funding to how well school districts perform, and has pledged to set aside some of the surplus funds for such a purpose. So we asked people about that. And I guess the idea is to incentivize performance. But of course, the risk is that districts most in need of funds would be punished the hardest. And we found that 45% of Wisconsin residents favor linking increased funding for education to school district performance. But a slight majority, 51%, oppose making such a link.
Now, going back to that bigger list of just general priorities, education, Medicaid, and the others, 40% for education, 33% for Medicaid, are those significant numbers in a longer list?
Yes. I mean, so what we did was we laid out the different possibilities, you know, education, Medicaid, income tax cuts, and transportation fund. Those are the major things that are being considered by policymakers right now. And we asked residents to say, you know, which would you prefer that the state focus on? And education and Medicaid were the top choices, and this remained true across pretty much every demographic division. So, you know, gender, age, education, whether you lived in rural, urban, or suburban areas, employed, unemployed, retired, you know, whatever your education level is, Medicaid and education spending were the top two priorities, with one exception. Income tax cuts were preferred by those who describe themselves as very conservative. That's about 12% of the population. Among people who say that they're somewhat conservative, about 30% of the population, education and Medicaid are still the top two choices.
But likewise, I gather the state is pretty divided in terms, if you just ask about the idea of an income tax cut, the state is pretty divided.
Yes. So, I mean, the governor has proposed taking the bulk of the surplus funds from the current cycle and putting that into an income tax cut for people who make between $20,000 and $200,000. And we asked people whether or not they support this plan. And it's closely divided. About 45% oppose, about 45% are in favor.
Does this come as any particular surprise, given how close statewide elections have proven to be in recent years?
Not at all. I mean, we looked at the determinants of opinion on this matter, and it turns out that people pretty much just break down by party lines. So, you know, Democrats are dramatically opposed to using the surplus funds in this matter, while Republicans would prefer to see the surplus funds go to a tax cut. And that's why it's so close.
You also asked about mining legislation, which appears to be on a fast track in the Wisconsin legislature. How exactly did you ask about the proposed iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin, and what did you hear?
Well, first we asked people about whether or not they support the legislation aimed at bringing iron ore mining to the northern part of the state. About 85% of people expressed an opinion, And among those 85%, people are evenly split between supporting the bill and opposing it. And then we looked at the remaining 15% who say they're neutral or say that they haven't decided. And we asked them which was the more important consideration, potential economic impact of the proposed mine, specifically up to 3,000 new jobs in the northern part of the state, or the potential environmental costs, like the air pollution and contamination of ground and surface water. And of the undecided people, about 62% said that the environmental costs were the more important consideration, while about 17% said the economic impact was more important.
But these were, as you say, these were people who were either undecided or neutral about the legislation itself.
Yes. So, I mean, our feeling is that these people who are undecided, they haven't really gathered that much information about the proposal and about the legislation. But in that group, it's clear that the environmental concerns are more important than the possible economic impact.
Now, the other element to this poll is the tracking element, essentially the scorecard, if you will, the picture of the state of Wisconsin's economy now and either optimism or pessimism about the direction it's moving. The poll's been going on for a while now. Do you feel that when you ask questions about people's perceptions of the state's economy at this stage, are you able to determine trends? Where are we now and where have we come from?
Definitely. I mean, things haven't changed much over 2012 and into 2013. I mean, so we ask questions about the direction of the state. We ask about evaluations of the state's recent economic performance. And we ask about personal financial situations. And there have been some fluctuations. There haven't been huge changes. In terms of the direction of the state, for much of the last year, people were increasingly saying that the state was headed in the right direction. Opinion here is generally informed by partisanship, and we saw some changes around the November elections. We saw a spike in the percentage of people saying that the state was headed in the right direction, and this was driven largely by Democrats who were excited over the national victories on the political stage. But now that the elections are passed, that enthusiasm among that group has kind of dimmed, and it's kind of dragged the aggregate number of people saying the state's headed in the right direction down.
Would you have expected that?
Definitely. I mean, generally, the direction of the state is going to be determined by partisanship. And since Republicans have maintained control of the state government, opinion is going to continue to break down along those lines.
How about people's sense for their own personal financial situation? How are Wisconsinites doing?
Wisconsinites are divided. People who are unemployed, people who have low household incomes, they generally say that their personal financial situations are merely fair or poor. People who are making more, people who are employed, people who are retired, much more likely to say that their financial situation is good or excellent. So we looked at kind of the breakdown between satisfaction and income, and we found that only those in households with annual incomes over about $80,000 a year are likely to give a positive assessment of their personal financial situation.
Joe Serra, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Joe Serra manages the Survey Center at UWM's Center for Urban Initiatives and Research, which conducts the Wisconsin Economic Scorecard Poll, along with WUWM and WisBusiness.com. He spoke with Mitch Teich. You can find a link to the latest Wisconsin Economic Scorecard at WUWM.com/lakeeffect. Coming up after a break, the latest data comparing performance between public and voucher schools in Milwaukee. That's when Lake Effect returns on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.